Welcome to Zuma Worldwide's Health Education Conference Call. This recording is for educational purposes only. The name brand products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease or illness. Health testimonies represent the personal experiences of the individuals and should not be viewed as medical advice. Please enjoy today's call.
Today, guys, I want to talk to you about a topic that if you're in the know, if you're kind of paying attention to the natural and holistic health world, you've heard about this before, but for a lot of people, they don't understand what it means. And it's this topic of methylation. Again, you're starting to hear more about this, especially in the natural and holistic health circles. And the reason you're hearing more about it is because of a gene mutation attached to so many people in our modern day world that creates problems with methylation. So let's talk about what is methylation, okay, because most people have never heard of this. And if you have, you're just hearing about it, but you're still not sure what it's about. Methylation is what is used to do quite a few things within the body, including detoxing the body and removing a lot of the chemicals that could potentially cause harm. It also, methylation also synthesizes your DNA and your RNA. It protects your nerves, helps you burn fat, supports your liver, constructs immune cells, metabolizes hormones, and regulates them throughout your body. It also works to help create energy for your cells and the neurotransmitters in your brain. In addition, methylation is also responsible for turning genes on and off. It's kind of like that key ignition that pretty much makes everything happen in the body. But the problem we have is some people have what they call an MTHFR gene mutation. Now, that stands for methylene tetrahydrofolate reductase. Now, you know why they abbreviated to MTHFR, okay? This mutation is estimated to be real for about 25 to 40% of American adults. Now, for a lot of people, initially, they don't know they have it. They may not notice any symptoms. But with this genetic mutation, over time, people will start to culminate some of the symptoms that result from this gene mutation. And it's going to be different for people in different aspects of their life. So over time, though, the challenge with this gene mutation is it can lead to chronic illness. And it's associated with things like a higher risk of heart disease, Alzheimer's disease, autoimmune conditions, autism. A lot of things, including inflammatory issues in the body, can be linked to this gene mutation. Because without optimal methylation happening in the body, you're going to have toxin buildup in the system. And that, again, is a root cause for a lot of this systemic inflammation that, again, seemingly so many people in our modern-day times experience. Here's the other issue. With that gene mutation, you and I cannot utilize folic acid, which is also known as vitamin B9, properly. And that is unfortunate because that folate, or folic acid in this case, is instrumental in protecting our DNA and, quite honestly, just about every cell in our body. So it's estimated that people with this MTHFR gene mutation end up resulting with a 70% reduction in methylfolate in their body compared to those without the genetic mutation. So that's why it's so critically important to understand, if we have it, how do we address it? Because here's some of the symptoms associated with that MTHFR mutation. And again, they're going to be different for different people, but this is a long-term chronic buildup over time. If you have this mutation, it can lead to things like cardiovascular disease, chronic fatigue, frequent headaches. You can also have issues with skin and hair, as an example, things like skin rashes or psoriasis, eczema, dry flaky skin, those kinds of things. Chronic gut issues, this is a big one, but these mutations can also exacerbate gut health problems, and that can eventually lead to things like IBS or IBD or IBS-C, those kinds of things, Crohn's, colitis, etc. Reproductive issues can be linked to this. Autoimmune diseases, which kind of goes hand in hand with the gut sensitivity issues. Mental health issues. So there's a lot of potential challenges when we have this gene mutation. And the issue is, like I said, one of the things that we end up finding is that we are unable to convert folic acid. And if you think about it, folic acid is one of the most commonly used forms of vitamin B9 in the market. So you'll see foods sometimes that are fortified with folic acid, or, you know, if you take a traditional over-the-counter multivitamin, it's going to have folic acid in it. But again, if you're part of the huge swath of the population that has this gene mutation, you're not converting that folic acid into what it's supposed to be converted into, which is methylfolate. Now, I'm here to tell you I have some exciting news for you. We understand this. At Zuma, when we formulate supplements, we understand that there's a huge number of people, whether they realize it or not, that suffer from this gene mutation. And that is why when you look at Zuma's multivitamin, multimineral formula that we call Life Source, you'll notice in that we are using methylated forms of the vitamins and various nutrients that are in that formulation. Because when they're methylated already, that means they become highly bioavailable and they're much easier for your body to use and absorb. So imagine if you had this gene mutation and you were taking one of those typical over-the-counter cheap multivitamins and it's got folic acid in it. You might be looking at the label and going, well, that's great. I'm getting folic acid. But again, what if you can't break it down? What if you don't have the methylation ability to do that? That's why, as an example, when you look at the label on Zuma's Life Source, you're going to see that we are using 5-methylfolate as the source for folate. We're not using folic acid. We're using the methylated version of it. And in fact, we're using 400 micrograms, which represents the full 100% daily value. That's exciting because that means because we're using the methylated form, you're going to be able to get a large percentage of that absorbed and usable in the body. That's good news. I have better news for you. So knowing that this gene mutation has been a topic of conversation recently, there's been some new research that has kind of thrown a curveball on this, but in a good way, revealing that this one single nutrient could potentially normalize this gene mutation and this MTHFR enzyme function. What is that one nutrient? It's riboflavin, or commonly known as vitamin B2. Now, if you have this gene mutation, it could be, again, the reason why you're struggling with things like not being able to detox properly or inflammation, okay, because this MTHFR is the enzyme needed to turn, again, that folic acid into methylfolate so the body can use it. But again, obviously, if that doesn't happen, a lot goes wrong. Again, going back to Zuma's formula in Life Source, that's why we're using the methylated version in case somebody has a problem with methylation. But it's interesting because riboflavin is what the body uses to add what we call methyl groups to folic acid, thus turning it into that methylfolate. So this previous research indicated that the genetic variants increased the daily need for riboflavin, okay? But what's interesting is if enough riboflavin is available, this methylation process, even if you have this gene mutation, may still be able to occur. Okay, this is fascinating. So the research involved experiments with bacteria that had this MTHFR enzyme function similar to what we saw in the human studies. And what they saw is that the gene variants only hindered the MTHFR activity because they made the enzyme bind more weakly to the riboflavin. But when they increased the riboflavin concentrations, the activity of that enzyme was fully restored. So this is fascinating because, again, if we have this problem, this is a buildup, what we call homocysteine in the body, and enzyme dysfunction, it leads to this chronic inflammation and things like increased risk of heart disease and all the other maladies I was just talking about a moment ago. But the problem that we have is, again, riboflavin is not very easy for the body to absorb in your typical over-the-counter multivitamin. In fact, probably if we wanted to really look at it, one of the best dietary ways that we could get riboflavin would be eating things like beef liver. But do we really eat that anymore? Most of us don't. Or how about eating kidney or heart, right? I mean, again, once upon a time in our society, we used to eat a lot of these organ-style foods, and you certainly can find them today. You can still get them, but as a general rule, our society doesn't eat those anymore. You know, tell somebody that you're going to serve them liver for dinner, they're not going to be super excited in most cases, right? So if you're one of those people that doesn't want to eat organ meats like beef liver or kidney or heart, then we've got a liver problem here because we're not going to be getting much riboflavin from our diets. And again, more importantly, we're probably not getting really high-quality riboflavin, in a supplement form because, again, most of the cheap supplements, multivitamins on the market today, are actually not serving the correct form. knowing that, again, methylation is a problem for so many people. So that's why what you want is something called riboflavin 5-phosphate, or R5P for short. This is a highly bioavailable active coenzyme form of that riboflavin, again, known as B2, vitamin B2. And this is what the body uses directly for energy production, mitochondrial function, antioxidant support, and it promotes things like metabolic health, nervous system function, and healthy methylation in the body overall. So what's interesting about this is if you've got, again, like the folic acid, if you have the methylated form of vitamin B2, riboflavin, you are going to have a far greater ability to be able to methylate. And according to this recent study, even if you have the gene mutation, if you're getting enough of this high-quality riboflavin in your daily diet or in your supplements, you're going to potentially be able to overcome that gene mutation, allowing your body to be much more efficient and effective at methylation. So why is that important, again, when it comes to Zuma? Well, again, going back to your life source formula, we as a company understand these things. So, again, we formulate knowing this, right? So what you can find if you look at your label on your life source multivitamin is that it's not just standard old riboflavin vitamin B2. It's actually riboflavin 5-phosphate. Again, R5P, the version, the form, the methylated version that your body can absolutely put to use. And again, according to this latest study, you can really start to turn that gene mutation deficiency in the positive direction by having enough of this in your body. And in Zuma's formula, we put 30 milligrams in there. That's a bunch. That's 2,308% of the daily value. Now, before you go, oh, my gosh, that sounds like it's way too much. How is Zuma being so irresponsible to put that much in the formula? Guys, most B vitamins, including this one, are water-soluble vitamins, which means these are vitamins that even in large dosage levels, whatever your body can't use, your body simply excretes. By the way, that's one of the reasons why when you take a high-quality multivitamin, multi-mineral formula like Zuma's Life Source. That's why when you use the restroom and you find that your urine is bright yellow, that is a sign that the body's used up quite a bit of those vitamin B nutrients in that formula, and it's just excreting the part it no longer needed. So this is important, and why is this important? Because, again, if you have these gene mutations and you're not overcoming this by getting yourself into a place where you're consuming enough of this riboflavin, when you're getting the proper form of folic acid, which is the 5-methylfolate, again, both found in your life source, you're running the risk of, again, things like chronic disease issues, again, cardiovascular disease and chronic fatigue and headaches and all the things we were talking about. So it sounds so simple, and it really is, but literally, these small nutrient deficiencies can lead to a myriad, especially over long periods of time, of health issues. And the worst part about it is most people, if they have that gene mutation, are unaware of it. And oftentimes when they have some of the symptoms that develop because of this gene mutation, they're not being properly diagnosed. They don't understand that this is really at the root cause. So what's the take-home message here? Take-home message for me is this. Methylation is important. If your body's not doing it properly, then the form of the supplements that you're taking, if they're methylated, especially if they're a multivitamin, multi-mineral style formula, need to be methylated forms. That's exactly what you're going to get in your Zuma Life Source. And again, based on the most recent research, having enough of that high-quality riboflavin, right, the methylated version, like you're going to find in Life Source, is going to help to support, to fight against any type of gene mutation that is maybe leading to lower levels of methylation for you. So that means if we can get their body fortified nutritionally enough to methylate properly, then a lot of these potential risk issues or problems are no longer a concern for you. And even if you do have the gene mutation, it doesn't matter because you're giving your body the proper nutrients to help overcome that mutation that's leading to the deficiency in methylation. Now, I realize this was a little bit deeper call than normal, but this is one that if you just understand that by getting more of the high-quality folate and riboflavin into your diet, again, both found in your Zuma Life Source, you will be doing yourself a world of good when it comes to methylation. Whether you ever determine or find out if you have this gene mutation or not, at that point it really doesn't matter because you're fortifying the body in the event that In case you do, you've got what you need. And even if you don't, you're getting the highly bioavailable, absorbable forms of these nutrients that your body can put to work and help use to keep you healthy and vibrant.